Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good day.
Good evening.
Hello there.
English from Australia. Program number 12.
你好，我叫王恩喜，欢迎收听我们的节目。John 和 Barbara 也向你表示欢迎。
Hi。
上一讲里，我们学了怎样用英语加减乘除。
We heard some addition.
12 and 10 make 22.
Subtraction.
30 minus 14 is 16.
Multiplication.
5 sixes are 30.
And division.
20 divided by 4 is 5.
今天这一讲的内容是买东西，听听售货员和顾客之间说些什么话，还要写买东西的时候怎么计数。一开头，售货员会向顾客表示愿意为他服务，说
Can I help you?Can I help you?
这和下面这句话是一样的。
May I help you?
而这一句呢，你大概还记得在第九讲里学过的。在这里的意思是，您要点什么？再听一遍，请跟着说。
May I help you?
另外一种说法呢？
Can I help you?
好，现在假定是在一家鞋店或者百货公司的皮鞋部，你要买一双凉鞋。
A pair of sandals. A pair of sandals.
对话可能是这样的。
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a pair of sandals.
从字面上看，这位顾客说他正在找一双凉鞋。
I'm looking for a pair of sandals. I'm looking for a pair of sandals.
实际上当然不是说凉鞋丢了，可能丢在这家鞋店里，所以跑来找。实际上是说，要有我中意的凉鞋，我就买一双。再听一遍，请跟着说。
I'm looking for a pair of sandals.
你再听另外一种说法。
I'm after a pair of sandals. I'm after a pair of sandals.
这个说法更短了，是不是？说起来挺轻巧，也很口语化。再听一遍。
I'm after a pair of sandals. I'm after a pair of sandals.
哈哈，当然了，这不是说我在一双凉鞋后面，更不是说我跟在凉鞋后面，而是说我要买一双凉鞋。再听一遍，请跟着说。
I'm after a pair of sandals. I'm after a pair of sandals.
还有一种说法。
I'd like to see some sandals, please.
意思是我想看看凉鞋，或者是挑一双凉鞋，好吗？
I'd like to see some sandals, please.
这种说法比较直截了当。Some 这个词的发音，请你注意一下。
Some. I'd like to see some sandals, please.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
I'd like to see some sandals, please.
好，售货员和顾客可能就这样谈起来了。
May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to see some sandals, please.
也可能像刚才听过的那样。
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a pair of sandals.
这种交谈当然也可能发生在别的场合，不限于买凉鞋。要是在超级市场， 你得自己从货架上挑选东西，然后到出口收款处付钱。有时候你也许要问服务人员，你要买的东西放在什么地方，比方说洗衣粉，你问
Excuse me, can you tell me where the soap powder is?
请问洗衣粉放在什么地方？
Excuse me, can you tell me where the soap powder is?
为了引起对方注意，你先说
Excuse me,
然后再问洗衣粉放在什么地方。
Can you tell me where the soap powder is?
再听一遍，请跟着说
Excuse me, can you tell me where the soap powder is?
在百货公司里也可能有这种情况。你想知道你要找的那个布，比方说皮鞋布，在什么地方？你可以问
Excuse me, can you tell me where the shoe department is, please?
现在分句听一下，请跟着说
Excuse me, can you tell me where the shoe department is, please?
然后全部练习一遍。
Excuse me, can you tell me where the shoe department is, please?
现在再问，五金部在哪儿？五金部的英语是
The Hardware Department。
你可以用同样的句型问五金部在哪儿，请听一遍，然后跟着说
Excuse me, can you tell me where the Hardware Department is, please?
再问皮鞋部在哪儿，
Excuse me, can you tell me where the shoe department is, please?
你在百货公司问上面那个问题，可能得到什么回答呢？下面是一种。
Excuse me, can you tell me where the shoe department is, please?
It's on the first floor.
这个人说是在二楼。我们又碰到数字的用法，请注意，澳大利亚人和英国人是从第二层开始算起，因此他们说的First floor, 也就是中国人说的二楼。
It's on the first floor.
请你说一遍。
It's on the first floor.
如果是超级市场，往往只有一层。那么你问茶叶放在什么地方的时候，对方的回答就不一样了。下面让 John 和 Barbara给你示范。
Excuse me, can you tell me where the tea is, please?
It's in the next aisle.
意思是下一条过道的货架上。Aisle 是超级市场内货架和货架之间的过道。
It's in the next aisle. It's in the next aisle.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
It's in the next aisle.
Aisle 这个词你会不会拼
？Aisle
这个字的拼法有点怪。
Aisle
英语里拼法和读音不一致的地方相当多，这你也许已经发现了吧。Aisle 就是一个例子。下面再进一种问和答，是问咖啡在哪儿。
Excuse me, Can you tell me where the coffee is, please?
It's over there on the right.
意思是就在右手那边。
It's over there on the right. It's over there on the right.
再听一遍，请跟着说。
It's over there on the right.
现在再听一段百货公司里的对话。先请你学这个词
，escalator，
自动扶梯
，escalator。
Excuse me, can you tell me where the shoe department is, please?
It's on the first floor.
Thanks. Oh, where's the escalator?
It's over there, on the right.
如果是在皮鞋部，对话可能是这样的。
May I help you?
Yes, I'm after some sandals.
再提醒一下，售货员的第一句话往往是
May I help you?
或者是
Can I help you?
售货员也可以这么问
Is someone looking after you?
字面意思是有售货员照应您了吗？实际上也带有您要点什么的含义，也可以问
Is someone looking after you?
What can I do for you?
意思也是您要点什么。
What can I do for you?
在澳大利亚，售货员经常还这么问
Are you right?
意思也是有售货员照应您了吗？您要点什么？
Are you right?
请跟着我们问这三个问题。
Is someone looking after you?
What can I do for you?
Are you right?
你也许已经注意到了吧，今天这一讲里的有些词像
tea,
Soap powder,
coffee,
都是英语里的不可数名词。举个例子
，Can you tell me where the tea is, please?
这里的 tea 是不可数名词，所以后面用 is。如果是可数名词的复数，后面就要用 are 了。例如
，Can you tell me where the sandals are, please?
你问的也可能是 biscuits 饼干。
Can you tell me where the biscuits are, please?
可数名词和不可数名词这个问题好像有点玄乎，对不对？再听下面的。哦，龙虾片，当然可以一片一片的数。一。二三四，可是果子汁呢？比方说橘子汁，你都没法数。你听到的是咕嘟咕嘟倒橘子汁的声音。
There's plenty of orange juice.
意思是橘子汁很多。请注意，要说
There's, there is, there's plenty of orange juice.
这是因为橘子汁是不可数名词。那么龙虾片呢？
prawn chips.
可数名词。你在超级市场可以问
Can you tell me where the prawn chips are, please?
再听听倒橘子汁的声音
，orange juice，
不可数名词。
Can you tell me where the orange juice is, please？
下面我们听一段售货员和顾客之间的对话，地点是在澳大利亚一家水果铺子里。
Is someone looking after you？
No, I'd like some apples, please. Some of the green ones.
How many?
Oh, 10.
10 for 90 cents, okay?
Okay. And some bananas. How much are they?
$1 a kilo. How many would you like?
Oh, about six.
这一段里有两个可数名词
apples and bananas，
另外有个词可以用来代替上面提到过的可数名词
ones， green ones，
意思是绿的，当然是指绿的苹果。这一段里还有数字和钱的问题，你听 Barbara 说
10 apples for 90 cents.
十个苹果90分，也就是9毛钱。请注意，澳大利亚英语里没有相当于中国的角或毛的词。
$1 a kilo.
意思是一块钱一公斤。在澳大利亚，有的水果和蔬菜是按分量卖的，比方说香蕉。有的是论个儿卖的，比方说苹果。好，上面那一段再听一遍，然后加上另外一段，里面也有可数和不可数名词，请你注意。
Is someone looking after you?
No, I'd like some apples, please. Some of the green ones.
How many?
Oh, 10.
10 for 90 cents, okay?
Okay.And some bananas. How much are they?
$1 a kilo. How many would you like?
Oh, about six. Have you got any pineapples?
No, we haven't. We had a few last week, but there aren't many pineapples at the moment.
Oh, why?
The weather. There's been too much rain. But we've got some nice oranges. Plenty of juice in them.
整段话里的可数名词你挑出来了没有？
Pineapples, oranges.
不可数名词呢？
Rain, juice.
你注意到了没有？可数名词前面用什么词？
Many, some, a few.
There aren't many pineapples at the moment.I'd like some apples and some oranges, please.
How many apples would you like? How many oranges would you like?
I'd like some bananas, please.
How many would you like?
现在请你跟着 John 和 Barbara 说几个句子。
How many apples would you like?
I'd like some oranges, please.
How many would you like?
用在可数名词前面的也可能是
a few. We had a few bananas last week.
Have you got any pineapples?
No, we had a few last week.
请跟着 John 和 Barbara 说两个句子。
I'd like a few apples, please.
We've only got a few pineapples.
用在不可数名词前面的词有
much. There's been too much rain.
We haven't got much fruit.
Fruit
是不可数名词。
I want some fruit. There isn't much fruit.
再说两个不可数名词
money.How much money have we got?
还有
Rain. There's been too much rain.
请跟着 John 和 Barbara 说几个句子。
There isn't much fruit today.
How much money have we got?
There's been too much rain.
再听一遍水果铺里的对话。
Is someone looking after you?
No, I'd like some apples, please. Some of the green ones.
How many?
Oh, 10.
10 for 90 cents, okay?
Okay. And some bananas. How much are they?
$1 a kilo. How many would you like?
Oh, about 6. Have you got any pineapples?
No, we haven't. We had a few last week, but there aren't many pineapples at the moment.
Oh? Why?
The weather. There's been too much rain. But we've got some nice oranges. Plenty of juice in them.
Okay. 顾客付钱之前，售货员也许想知道一下，顾客要买的东西是不是买齐了。于是他问
：“Is that all？”
意思是您要的东西买齐了吗
？Is that all？ Is that all？
再听一遍，请跟着说
：“Is that all？”
也可以问
：“Something else？”
意思是，您还要点别的什么吗
？Something else。
再听一遍，请跟着说。
Something else。
或者问
，Anything else？ Anything else？
或者问
，Is there anything else？
接着下来，顾客就付钱了。好。我们再听一下一家超级市场里算账的实际情况。
$6.72, $4, $3.20, $9.90, $4.29, and $7.06.
出口付款处的出纳员接着报了一下钱的总数。
That's $35.17, please.
最后再说一点关于算账付款的事，在大的商店或者百货公司里，售货员可能问
：cash or charge？cash or charge？
意思是您付现款呢，还是记账？记账是指有的顾客在商店开立了赊购账，买了东西后记在账上。按月结算
，cash or charge?
Cash. How much is it?
$4.95.
Here's $5.
顾客还得拿回找的零钱。
Change. And your change, 5 cents.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
我也该向你告别了。今天这一讲里，你学了一些有用的说法，有顾客说的，有售货员说的，还学了怎样说明商品的数量。已经听完了第12讲。
12th program。
下一讲的内容是关于人们的习惯，人们经常做的事情，比如每天、每个礼拜、每个月做的事情。我们下次再会。